In Boston, there's increasing pressure on Cardinal Bernard Law to resign. Cardinal Law has apologized publicly for the way he handled past cases of pedophile priests. This week, he's losing more credibility following new allegations that he helped hide years of abuse by accused child molester Paul Shanley. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
One of Father Shanley's alleged victims reacted to the new evidence this week by demanding not only that Cardinal Law resign, but also that he be sent to jail for his involvement in what the victim calls organized crime. His may be one of the more extreme views, but the calls for Cardinal Law to voluntarily step aside have now become mainstream among area Catholics.
You know, if in fact the fish rots from the head, you don't look to the head and say, okay, now cure yourself.
In Newton, Father Shanley's hometown, 38-year-old Joe Ritson is one of a growing number of Catholics who say Cardinal Law must step down.
You would never accept the argument that Ken Lay should continue as head of Enron. You would never accept the argument that Richard Nixon, you know, should have stayed in the White House to solve the problems that he created or that they created. Cardinal Law created these problems. Cardinal Law has to go.
A growing chorus of religious and business leaders are now echoing the sentiment, and newspapers from the New York Times to the Boston Herald are calling for Law's resignation.
This is so despicable. I'm revolted by it, and you know it's just impossible to relate to him any longer.
Boston Herald publisher Pat Purcell, a practicing Catholic and church supporter, says he lost faith in Cardinal Law earlier this year after damaging revelations about the church's handling of former priest and convicted child molester John Gagan. Gagan was Purcell's parish priest and performed his daughter's wedding. Now Purcell says the cardinal has to go.
I think the moral leadership is gone. I think it's impossible to trust the man. He has put so many children at risk. Only with new leadership can this diocese get its act together again.
The sentiment is even shared by many clergy. Father Paul Kilroy is co-chair of a group of priests who are planning to make a statement today about the need for new leadership. Kilroy says a growing number of priests now see Cardinal Law's resignation as the only way to move on.
Everybody sort of feels stuck, and so people are getting frustrated, and it seems to be getting stronger and stronger.
Last month, Cardinal Law apologized for the church's handling of the accused priests, but he dismissed calls for his resignation, saying essentially that while he may be the one who got the archdiocese into this mess, he is also the best man to lead the church out of it. Now, however, even the archdiocese spokesman, Chris Coyne, acknowledges the pressure may be too great for the cardinal to withstand.
People's, I guess, confidence in his leadership at this point is quite shaken. And I know that people who were his supporters in the past are now calling for his resignation.
So far, no word from Cardinal Law. But the longer the ordeal drags on, the more frustrating it is to some of the church's most faithful. 31-year-old Amy Santiago comes from a family she describes as ultra-religious. But she says for the first time in her life, she skipped Easter Mass this year because she couldn't stomach the idea of receiving Mass from Cardinal Law.
As I look at pictures I have myself and him when I was on the Catholic Youth Apostolate in high school, thinking that he was just such a great man, teaches that Jesus made sacrifices for his people, and he won't even step aside. It's just his pride is standing in the way, and I thought that priests weren't supposed to have pride.
Santiago says her parents remain loyal to the cardinal, but she says even they agree that his tenure has become divisive in and of itself, and if the church is ever to heal, it'd be easier to do so without Cardinal Law at the helm. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Newton, Massachusetts.